5. Yud Gimel Teves, Friday 25th of December, Rabbi Eliezer Rottenberg, in Yonei Chinuch.
Okay. 10:30, okay, thank you. First of all, Baruchim Aboim, very happy Baruch Hashem. Yidden, the day we off work, we go back, Chayzer Lerushas Avaseinu. That's what we do, that's what our life. When we work, it just shows that we have to. The day we have off, we go back to Torah. If I would know what the Dayan Gedi is going to speak about, I would speak about the same thing about But I want to add some get the word, just to add on what he said. The main bracha in the Torah is the second bracha. The first bracha is only the Chazal say, most people, when they're hungry, the first bracha they say quick. The second bracha is, in asking why, it's not shmamish, it's shmamish in Torah, it's only a kal b'choymer. Therefore, we say, Motze Shabbos, slach no, al kal b'choymer. For those brachas, we say quick, because it's only a kal b'choymer. Of the emissaries of the Sosemis and Pashas Vayigash, he's got the whole shmus about this kal b'choymer, because okay, let's go to Yasmin speak about Chinuch. This what's it called? Yeshua ben Gamliel Zocher Ishla Toiv. This Mr. Iskevich was on top of me. When that saw him for me up there, and I said, "Your name is printed right now. I got to come." So what's it all about? Chamishos b'Shvatz. We only Tevis now. No, we got to speak. He said it was advanced. So he asked me to speak about Chinuch. We try what we can say. The Torah says, "Ki Adam Eitz Hasodah." A person is like a tree. The gabe to cut of a tree which brings peres, we have to cut it off or not. It's not the end of the Chazal. It's sofik the rice. It's sofik rikaisa sheteida shloi etzmachali. Then you're allowed to cut it off. Chirota, if not, okay. Adam Eitz Hasodah. He asked me to speak about chinuch. And I'm not the biggest Baal Mechanech, maybe Mechanechka Mechanech, but he asked me to speak, the Baal Hashem, Choylen and Odom Das, a bit, so I hope I'll have the right words. First of all, I want to start off, I want to say, a Moiradike, Moiradike Gewaldige Svesemis this week in the Pasha. A short word, he writes always Bekitzel, obviously, a Moiradike Emistike word, it's got so much truth in it. Yaakov Avinu sold the children of Yosef. Sold the children of Yosef. We know the story is sick. And he blessed them. And Yosef then said, no, the other way. Towards the end of the story, from the Sprochus, the Torah says, at the end, again, after the blessing of Malach HaGoyel, Vayivochem Vayoyim Ahu Leimor, B'choy yivoyich Yisroel Emoy, Yisimcho Elikim, Kefraim, Rechim Nashe. V'yosem es Ephraim lefnei Menashe. Rashi says, B'choy yivoyich, Habo levoyich Hezbonov, you don't have to, but if you bless your children, Yivoychem will say the Brocha, Vosalosh of Rashi, will say, V'yoymer ish levnoy, Yisimcho Elikim, Kefraim, Rechim Nashe. Frigtes Vosemes, a muiridige Schale, and the answer is, Mamish Rafsen Ikre. When a father blesses his sons, his children, Friday night, some do, some don't, and yeah, we don't, but my father's Chenbuche did, so I also do. The minik, the Borech is a bottom, some do it on Yom Kippur, everybody's got their Menhogim. But, it's not Amikor, the Torah, Bechoy Borech Yisrael, fathers bench the children. You take your son, you put your hands on, and you say, Yisimcho Elikim Kefraim V'chim Nashem. The other children go to the mother, give the kids good Shabbos. But sometimes it's a clever child. He says, Daddy, who was Ephraim and Menashe? What is so special about Ephraim and Menashe? If I check in the Torah, I don't see any Ephraim and Menashe. I see the opposite. Yaakov didn't want to bless them. He saw the children coming out many days later. He said, Mi'eila Ruyin Levroche. What is so special Ephraim and Menashe? See, I didn't read anything about Ephraim and Menashe. Ah, Tati says, if you look at the beginning of the Parsha, where Yaakov came to Yosef, Yosef came to Yaakov, and he said to him, Shnei v'necho v'ato, shnei v'necho v'nelod m'lecho Mitzrayim oli yehem, your two children which were born until I came to you to Mitzrayim belong to me, Ephraim and Menashe, Keruven, v'shimon yoli. Menashe says goes for the Shvotim, not. In other words, we're the same level. So you ask what Ephraim and Menashe is. Ephraim and Menashe is like Reuven and Shimon. So the child says, Daddy, I don't understand. So why can't you say Yesimcha Lekim ke Reuven and Shimon? Why is it like this? Yesimcha Lekim ke Ephraim and Menashe. I can't say this. I can't say, as we said before, I can't say Kal V'choyim, because she's severe, I'm a boy, because she wrote Greek Holschkin. What is Ephraim and Menashe? Ephraim and Menashe is like Reuven and Shimon. Zuzuk Shen Klo, Yesimcha Lekim ke Reuven and Shimon. What's Pshat? In the same Zuktam wording, Pshat. The answer is, Mamish, this is what we are lacking sometimes in our generation. Dodati, maybe I'm wrong. Habo levoich es benoi. Somebody wants to bless his son, says to him, Yisimcha lekim kefraim v'chim nashe. Yaakov Avinu had 12 children in Eretz Canaan. All the children were brought up in a lovely environment, with Yaakov Avinu, with a besemedrish, with sforim, with tefillin, and mezuzahs, and kosher food. Yaakov Avinu, ve'eretuch v'ing Yosef, koma shilomat v'shem ve'ev v'mosaloi, ben zukunim, in the shiftei kor. Yosef, as we know the story, was in Mitzrayim 22 years. He was a king. Of course, Rashi says, Yimelech, Oimet Betzitkoi. Between the Goyim, Kfira, Znus, Avilizor, the worst place in the world, when his brothers came along, he told them, Meraglim Atem, Es Eva Seoretz Bosim Lirois. Say the Svorim, why did he say Meraglim? Because, why do you have to accuse the Meraglim? Because Yosef was so scared. You know, sometimes people come for a wedding, come from different country. What do they do all the Sheva Brochas? They go touring. Madame Tussauds, Buckingham Palace. So Yosef was so scared. Maybe they'll, in Mitzrayim, Deval, a beautiful country, they go and have a little touring in Mitzrayim. And he knew the Eva Seoretz. So he wanted to stop them from touring the country. He says, Meraglim. When you accuse somebody as a Meragel, he is a spy, the biggest riot you show I'm not is when he's standing in one place. He doesn't go around. So he knew he could keep them, they shouldn't go around. This place of Tumah, where the Torah says, Vayake Yosef es echo behem lo yikiru, they couldn't recognize Yosef. It doesn't mean they couldn't recognize his features of his face. He looks mostly looked the same. Chazal zung melamed sheyotzev, lichazim azokim, chubor chazim azokim. Lo yikiru, it's impossible that Yosef could be in this country, because it's impossible to stay hid in this country. In this country, Yosef managed to bring up two children, Menashe and Ephraim, which were learning Torah by Yaakov Avinu. As we know, Ephraim lomad Torah by Yaakov Avinu in Eretz Goshen. We would say, if I would see, Ephraim and Menashe cannot be like the same level of Reuven and Shimon and Levi and Yehuda. It's impossible. The Ridas HaDoiras. The Doiras go down. How can you compare somebody who was at home in Eretz Canaan and somebody is in Mitzrayim? And even though Yosef managed to keep them into the same level, Rod Must Yoikne Shalovim, Ephraim and Menashe is Kiruvein Vishimoin, exactly like Kiruvein Vishimoin. This is what a father says to his son. Be like Ephraim and Menashe. Also, there's a new world out there. Things have changed. Ani Hashem lo yishinisi. The Torah doesn't change. Be like Ephraim and Menashe. It shouldn't be a Ridas HaDoiras. This is your grandson. Well, what do you want? It's different nowadays. Not different nowadays. The same Gemara, the same Torah, the same Shabbos, the same kosher food, everything is the same. This is the biggest blessing possible. The Mefoshim asked the Rashbam. It says he blessed the children. Torah says, Vayvorches Yosef. Why is he blessed his children or blessed the father? The Torah says, the biggest blessing for fathers have good children. Vayvorches Yosef. But how do we achieve that? The same is like to see noch tiefer, gives another shtickle vote, and he says, it doesn't say it's the moshel, but it's when you want to build a building with two floors. The first floor, you can't build the second floor without building the first floor. It's impossible. And you made the first floor, then you want to build the second floor. Now, sometimes you can build the same. Sometimes the council stops you. It's not exactly, it's got windows, it's overlooking into the gardens of other people. Or maybe the foundations are not strong enough, the building constructions, a tree, when it comes out, blossoms and the fruit come out, doesn't matter how high it is. The apples on the top don't wait to come out till the apples at the bottom arrive. The same split second, when the apples came down, come out to the bottom, the same second they come out on top. How is that? Because they're stuck to the Shoresh HaChaim. When you're stuck to the Shoresh, distance and ways and colors and sizes and changes are only materialism things, only in Gashmias. In Ruchnias, there's no such thing. You know, sometimes I come to Alevaya Lo Eleinu and I see people speak to Mevat till the Mitte comes. Well, people speak towards them. I was there about 2 weeks ago and it's over. In England, I went to Alevaya. Can you see this? Man macht schon nicht alte Sachen Menschen. No, it's discontinued line. You don't see those people anymore. The Moshe doesn't make them anymore. Who's the maker? But Kim also saw them Yosho. Even a factory makes him, no, they stop making, discontinued line. Man macht nicht, wer sagt, man macht nicht. It's up to us if we carry on the Messiah. Man macht nicht, wer macht nicht. Of course we do the same thing nowadays. People look for new ideas. But how do we achieve that? There's 2-3 ways which have to be done. Which the Torah always mentions, Rabbi Yaakov Avinu, Esau, he prepared himself, Ledoiren, Letfile, Velmelchome. Everything has to come with a present. First of all, take it, let's come close, behave nice to the other person. And the tefillah, one has to daven. And the melchome, sometimes it's a bislam melchome. The same thing is in the chinuch. First thing is tefillah. Even the chazal say doir and tefillah, but you see, Yaakov Avinu, the first thing was tefillah. One has to daven. Daven to the boy in shleila. Even though we don't see always the outcome straight away, like we daven, sometimes it will get answered on the spot. Well, it takes time. Rabbi Shem heard it, Tfile. He may get geämpfelt. We darf davenen, mamish davenen, mis daven gesamt, Rabbi Shleulam. And beten, Rabbi Shem, please, the Bel Zulus Chaim Vuch had gesucht, why don't we ask for good children in Bashmein Esra, if that's such a good, if it's the main thing. He says, we do, ba moidem. Let's do doi vadoi. How do we care on the generations? This is the Bruch Birchus Moilem. Mebet, medank, the mebet. The Tzroya Amor says, it was a Shvev, the Besosa, the Azeda, he says, by Yaakovinu, where Yosef was sold, the Torah finishes, Vayev ko Yisrael Oviv. The next parash is, Vamedonim mochro Yisrael Mitzrayim olem batifas chis paris harat abuch. He said, what's the connection? What's the connection? The Torah says, again, after the old story with Yehuda, again they sold them. It says, Vayev ko Yisrael Oviv, because his father cried about him, therefore he was sold to Mitzrayim, and not somewhere much further away, Diyayom, to cannibals. For a few pennies, they would do anything, those Arabs. Vayev ko Yisrael Oviv, the tat hot geweinten, hot gebeten. Therefore, Vamedonim mochem Yisrael Mitzrayim, therefore he came to Mitzrayim. It's not easy. Chinuch is not easy. But invest very, very, very lot in it. In the way Hashem helped, Amadam, Timemayim, Emezet, Kitmim Pairas. Then, part of the tefillah, part of the doyah maybe, it's very easy to say to your son, do this, do this, do that. The tefillah shloim azokt. In Pashas v'schanon, shet aposi, gishom lecho, pentishkach es advorim asherho enecho, ufenisiro melevovcho koi limei chayecho, vohidatom levonecho, levnei venecho, yoyim ashamato al pnei Hashem lekecho b'choyev. So he says, b'derech melitza, gishom lecho, be careful. If you yourself, you'll forget about the Torah, to your sons, you'll say, come on, you must learn, you must love, you must get up in the morning. It's okay, don't worry. Be careful, because it won't help. The biggest, and you know it, we all know it, the biggest hatzloche is the personal behavior of the parents. And it's all as dugma ishit. How you act, that's how the children grow up. Just a little story which was with the Pnei Menachem, Zecher Tzadik Livorcha. I must have told already once, maybe you know the story. A little lot. Somebody once came into the Pnei Menachem. He said, I've got a little son of 8 years of age. He says, fine, Mazel Tov. He says, Rebbe, but he's a wonder child. So what's so wonderful about it? You know, children, usually you buy them Lego, you buy them Playmobil, and they play with this and play with this. My son always puts a sheet on his head and always dance and takes strings and puts on tzias. Whatever we buy, nah, it's okay. Only this, day and night. So the Rebbe says, so what do you want me to do? Maybe I should send them ready into a mesifte, yeshiva ktana. I don't know, it's a wonder child. But yudea tzadik nefesh behemtoi. So the Rebbe said, I think you should start davening in shul. He copies you. He copies you. It's not just a wonder child. A child does what the father does. He sees you davening most probably at home. I hope you don't daven with a sheet or a string. But he sees you davening. This is where he copies you. Because it's the dugma is shit from a father. This is the biggest thing which brings Shlep in the Tzam. Otherwise, it won't help. You have to do chesed. Daddy, I won't answer you because I'm young. And I'm not, I won't even say that. But in his mind, he sees. It was a roof, the last roof in Poland, in Kruke, before the war. It was called Rabbi Chaim Kornitz. It was Ein Klosef in the Shem Sofer. He says, Yosef Atzadi gave his children called one Menashe and one Ephraim. Why was it called Menashe? Ki Nashani Elokim, Mikol Amoli, Mikol Beis. What's Nashani mean? She made me forget. Forgetting my house of my father? He gave his son a name, Menashe, because I want to forget. We want to forget. We see the opposite, first of all. We see as he got to know that Yaakov, his life says, quick, bring your Yaakov down, quick, tell him, Chelkalti Yisrael, Chomishon Mroor, and the Musti Yoik Neshalovim, Yaakovini was hold the savior of Yosef HaTzadik, the Musti Yoik Neshalovim, and Chas Mishonim would fall by the story of Potiphar. He gives us, why is your son called Menashe? Oh, Baruch Shem, Chof, forget it in the Haim. What's the Pshat? He says, Amor Yedik Avot. Similar to what we're saying now. As long as he didn't have children, what kept him as Yiddish? What was Yiddishkeit of Yosef? His father. The Musti Yoik Neshalovim, the songs of his father, the menhogim of his father. Everything he saw at home came in front of his eyes. He knew him in Mitzrayim, but ich kum von a größe stube, I come from Yosef, from Yaakov Avinu's house. That kept him. Now when I have a child, I don't have to be good and behave because of my father, because my children should learn out of me. I mean, forgets the house. The shmirah should be to me because my children are going to watch me the whole time. It's like gewolt, gewolt. We don't even know, we don't imagine how the children look at us and how they copy us and how they, everything they do, we can't put ourselves, we work shana, the adults, we can't put ourselves in the brains of young children. Because those are feeling what they think. Children between them, it's my father, I live in a big house, a red house, a little car. Nishkechenik for children, who the father is, if he's rich, if he's poor, if he's tall, if he's whatever. Nishkechenik given, it's my father. And he wants to copy him. This is Hemezuk Bavom Avinu, he says, Hashem said, "Ve'eschol goy godoy." I want to make you into a big nation. Freitas Hashemus. I don't think it says it's ever in the sefer. He says, "V'chitzorech haKodesh Baruch Hu lechanfoy." Hashem has to, you know, chanfoy chanife. Avraham Avinu, if you listen to me, if you go out of Bul Kastim and you go with lechol arts from Lautro Elorot Hashareiko, psh, agroyser Rebbe, don't need Kastim. Nobody knows you. You're a small Rebbe. If you go out. Big notices, Netter, Vakish Hussein, with the rest of parentheses, with Treppen, Rebbe's, McKinney, the Zing, the lights from Ethel. Goose is Avraham Avinu. That's what he needs. If Hashem says to Avraham Avinu, go out of Eretz Mitzkur Kastim, he'll be there in a second. He took his son, the only Yechit, Cholikab de Have, he put him on the Akedah. Gotta give him sweets and chocolates. Ve'eschol goy godoil is not a prize. It's not a reward. It's a request. Hashem says to Avraham Avinu, listen Avraham Avinu, when I created the world, bereshis, b'shvil ha-toira shenikro reshis, b'shvil Yisrael shenikro reshis. From the beginning of the world, I have a mind to make a klal Yisrael. I didn't make it yet. Now, from you, I want to start that Goy Godel. Can you please be the first Jew? The first Yid? Avraham Avinu could have said to Hashem, oh, I'll do whatever you want, but I can't be the first one. The first Yid, whatever I do, people will copy me. Till the end of generation. Why do you do it like this? Because Avraham Avinu told me. I'm going to be so careful with my things, whatever I do, because everybody, I've heard Avraham Avinu. Everything Avraham Avinu. They say that Briskerov, once by Bedikas Chometz, he was checking the Chometz in the corner, the doorway, so there was a broom there. He says, take the broom out. He wanted to come to the corner. And then he says, no, don't take it out, because then people will say, the Briskerov has got a minig, by Bedikas Chometz, he takes out the broom. And then he said, he begged them, nobody should tell the story, uncle. Then people say, the brisket, Rob Zuktaminik, take it out. And then he says, don't take it out, the brisket, they fall everything. And even this story came out. So it just shows you how everything is being watched. And today, the Hunter Gewelt, everything is copied. Abrobini Zuktaminik, Abrobini go like this. Salt in the soup, nish salt. How's he walk? How's he dress? I'm in the public on the biggest, highest stage. But Hashem said, Avraham Avinu, the same as Dr. Lo Hidio, he told him, if you will strengthen yourself in Avodas Hashem, Yates kol libois bnei Yisrael achov, v'shikabel olav achrayes gedoy lazu. Please, take upon yourself this achrayes of becoming the first Jew. I want to make a goy godoy. I'm looking for a long time, somebody who I can trust. Avomine said, okay. I know it's hard. And the sentence finishes off. Torah, we know it's called Torah because it's teaching us. If this story of Avomine would only apply to Avomine, what's going to tell us? It's not a history book. We have to learn out. Took this a sentence, V'kein tzorich kol echod leida shahakoil tolu boy. People say, who's going to watch me? How I daven, how I eat, how I talk. I'm a nobody, I'm not a nobody, but I'm not a rov, I'm not a magishia. I'm a normal person. I can talk for davening. Children in the side don't know this. They say, look at this man. He's got a talis and he spoke. I spoke a talis. If you would know who that person is, it brings in tumor. People don't even know how much influence people have on other people. This is what you ask about. Chanoich nenar al pidarkoi gam ki yazkin lo yosu mimen. Shlomo Melech says in Mishli, be mechanech a child al pidarkoi gam ki yazkin. The poshut teretz pshat is, even when he gets older, the chinuch should be so strong, it shouldn't go away. I once said about Mashkiach and Rav God Leizen in Yeshiva, he says, don't rely, sometimes a child is young, give him, he'll get older. Every age and every child has to have a chinuch, because if not, gam ki yazken, if he will become old, lo yosim him, and he won't change. Don't think he'll change when you become older. It doesn't always change. It's not always lomar sheyasa seichel yasa zman. Every child has got his chinuch in his way. This week in the parsha we see, v'zoyis asher, Yaakov Avinu said, the brochez, v'zoyis asher, pardon? V'zois asher divelhem aviem vayevorech oisom ish asher kibichosoi beirach oisom. What's ish asher kibichosoi? Every child has got a different way of chinuch. Every child has to be treated differently. Idai not abezinder bruche. Once upon a time, now it's all finished. You go to a shop, Max, or you go to any shop, a Hasidish shop, or whatever. You buy a jacket, you put it on, you get 2 for 1, or whatever, 1 for 2, vice versa. Everything is do. Guns to those, everything is checked, push up, there's a button. They finally get the spare buttons in your pockets here, whatever. Find them out. Once upon a time, we all remember, we used to go to a tailor, used to make a fitting and another fitting, and you can just give it away today. It's not good for you, give us for you. It was actually, it was made for me. Shoulder pads, metal zachen. Everything was fitted. If we make it for Nefesh HaGashmi, for Guf HaGashmi, how much do we have to make it for Nefesh HaRochni? Every child has got a different way how he understands and how he listens and how he wants to grow up. Ish Ashki B'chosoi Be'erach Oysom. Busach Kvold Zung Azazoi. Wenn man redet, so wie Menschen redet, Tfille, and wie Menschen redet, Deuren, Deuren is, to give in to a child, speak to the child, make him comfortable, auch haben wir richtig gemacht, Deuren, not push him away. Der steht ein Wort bei Yeshvoi, es steht, Vatashlech es hayeled, Tachas, Achad es Sichem, so das ist ein Wort, he threw away, she threw away the child instead of talking to him. Sichem is mean thorns and bushes. But Sichem means lo siach. Like Yitzchak says, lo siach basode. Sometimes a child wants to listen. But I read to today's world when I see sometimes I drive my car, the fathers take home the children or mothers from school, and they're on the phone. And mommy, what's this? Well, shh. I wonder, Why did he go to the curb? He's been going already 10 minutes, the mother and the father video on the mobile, and he wants to know something. How do kids get knowledge? Who built this house? You go through, he was once a shul, he lived once a rov, he was this, when I hear that tzaddik, he was this. This brings up a child, they can't take it into the brain. And that's how they grow. But the ganze Zeit von ihm in the telephone, what's about the check, what's about the payment, what's about the planning, did it go through this? Der Ida Schwestitzer, in Tatschlech es Hayele, he's throwing away, der Shabbos, bring your Zettel vom Cheder. What's it, blah, blah, blah. They fall asleep because he's tired. Because the energy, look, he's supposed to be the head of the table, not the head on the table. But he's tired. He falls asleep. He says, Daddy, about the teacher, said, what a lovely story. But I haven't finished yet. Oh, yeah, Taka. We were saying the story. He said, Redishkoyach. Because you don't even listen. And you think he's a child. He says, the mommy says, the daddy's tired. He worked. They see everything. We don't even know how much our acts make an influence on the children. Somebody said, in from the door, to listen to this. Somebody told me a story of Shlomo Zalman Neubach, Zeche Tzadik Levorach, once went to a bar mitzvah. He went to somebody, he sent me to visit him, so Shlomo Zalman said, come, ich geh zu a bar mitzvah, mit Bagleiten, come, let's walk in the street. He walked in the street, and he went, let's go through a shop, a swarm shop, he bought a safer for him. And he writes in the safer, in the shop, in the Lechvoy, the door and rosh, Levorach, a bar mitzvah, he says, L'regel, egia, l'noyam, oila mitzvah. L'noyam, to the sweetness of oila mitzvah. Many of Shlomo Zalman. So the person asked him, I know it's nishka nusuf and aksuba or baguette, it doesn't be according to the sefer nachla shiva, but what is this lenoyam oila mitzvahs? I never somebody wrote, oila mitzvahs, what is lenoyam? So Shlomo Zalman told him, listen, I have to get him to verstehen. This child, already, stumme, a year, a half year, he's been hearing from his mother and his father, in 6 months' time, you're getting bar mitzvah. Oh! It's finished with the bikes, with the other masses. You got to learn the Gemurah and Toises and Rasha, but he never gets into Gates. And Mia will never accept you. And blind, he's getting, he doesn't know what to do anymore. So let's make it sweet for him. Lenoyam oila mitzvahs. Make it sweet, the Torah for him. We make it sometimes so hard for the children. Where is this? Why do you like this? That voice much better be. That I heard somebody, this child, your friend got top. It's a chinik. Every child, as you keep it, the Chibinov says, Kolomaname des Chaveyo Torah, Benche Kiiliu, Kilo Yoldoi. We take a child, the mother wants to give a child to eat. And he doesn't want to eat. What do you do? Patch the child, the young child. You sing a song, the spoon, and the light shins, she's got koech to this. But that's how the child is. Sing him a song, you put him to sleep. That's a kili yoldoi. When you teach something to you, make it sweet. This is the doiren. This is the part of the doiren, the matune, which you have to. I know it's hard. We've grown up, but the one shall give him the koeches for a father can even give him to a child. This is the kesher between a child and a father, but you got to use it. And I beg him, this is where the ganze Welt, if somebody has to show them, if the children go astray, it's gune schwert, geld, mit holidays, mit stisse, it's nothing. Boys, it's a shimmer and matzel down. But you vore ches Yosef, an orim, this is the best thing, this is a mensch hot, this is what we live over. This is the matzel yodob, this is nicht du besser wie dem. Then, is du de chelik fin la melchoma. Now, la melchoma, I don't mean fight, I just said the opposite, le doyle. According to Mechanchem, and according to Shteitin Svorim, about the Musas Svorim, Chassidish Svorim, Sennis Zoch, to film with them, one of the reasons, in today's world, why children fall away, Emes is a Ruach She'ene Metzuya, which in the Mulliger Zeiten there wasn't such a thing. One side you wanted to be is different, you have to look for it. Today it's in the streets, in the pockets, no, I'm not talking to the mobiles, with the internet, alle weißen schon die alle Sachen, ze miyutar le daber al ze. Aber, it's, the world is different than it was. But the reason is because the children get whatever they want. Now, you don't have to go with a melchoma with a child. No, the answer is no. And if you take it, you wait to explain the child, but not to give in. Once somebody said, I'm already gevort, we zukt in the echo, yidei noshim rachmonios, bishlu yaldem, they cook the children. Rachmonis, mercy, give him this, give him, he's crying, he's such a good boy, come the next week, you won't get it. No, next week, give him. So, you don't even notice, was betit, bishlu yaldem, mekoch the kinder, you give everything away. Ja, moi, die gewohnt, die steht, bin ich baloischo, zechano, sadogo, zakishim, vesachotze, vesabetzolim, ashenoicha, bimitzrayim, chino. So Rashi says, what is all this food about? So Rashi says, Rashi says, הכינו מן המצווס. זה אז הקישויים. אומר רב שמען, מפני מה המון משתנה לכל דבר חוץ מאלה? Why did they remember those things? Because this wasn't in the mom. Why not? מפני שהם קושים למניקויס. It's not good for a woman who nurses can't eat garlic and onion and all those things. אומרים לאישו, אל תאכלי שום בוצל. Don't eat garlic and onion. מפני התינוק. So once a word from a rishon. What is mon? Is it physical food? It's lechem shemayim, lechem shemalach hashor esoich lemoisam. Couldn't Hashem make that should taste mon and it shouldn't damage the child? If it's a physical thing, teva, okay. Teva doesn't get changed every day. But if the whole thing of the mon is an ace, Hashem could have made eat shum, have the taste of, I want to taste garlic. I love garlic. Fine. No, don't, because of the sun. Because of your children. One of the Friedrich Rishoyen, Chaim Paltiel, I think, if everything would be, could enjoy about the mom, there wouldn't be any restrictions, your children wouldn't be mechunach. You got to tell your son, when he grows up, I loved onion, and I loved garlic, and I loved chatzilim, but I didn't take it because of you. I didn't eat shum in Botzel because of you. A child will get old, he'll appreciate it. Thank you, mommy. Thank you, you didn't give me that. This is ein chelik for the Indian, why they go away. Because everybody likes to be in a misgeret. When it gets open, you get everything, whatever you want, all mobiles and cars and bikes and holidays and skiing and trainers. Why you alles to do? All of malice. I don't say you shouldn't give, but mit a stickl a side. I won't keep you long, just another minute, a minute or two. People know this problem. You know the problem. We all know what's the problem. Everybody knows what he's had to do. But Oilen came in Hogan Noyek, and people carry on. And they know, you've heard all that, I'm telling you, everybody knows the chinuch, the problem, and the stories. But it's like day in, day out, winter, summer, summer, winter, Pesach, Sukkot. It's running. The Tegish, the Satmor said by the Mishkan, it says, Shniyem Yisoh, it says, the Yurum Fum. Segeit, noch a dog, noch a winter, noch a zimmer, noch a yo. And we don't stop and think to change. Der Indien, was ich gewollt zu sagen, today, as it happens, I was thinking of the way I came in here, and I saw the Yotzad of Dr. Adler, he damned in Shul here, yeah? Today is the Yotzad, yeah? Yizuch al HaToiv, Mamish Yizuch al HaToiv. I don't think anybody came out without help. And either Gashmias or the Rochnias. If he couldn't help you with Gashmias, he helped you with Rochnias. It's the way, I remember he came to Mazeda 40, 50 years ago. And in Stanford Hill, he came in the middle of the night, 1 o'clock. Everybody knows the stories. And he asked my Bubba, he says, can I please go into the kitchen? So he said he wants to write a prescription. And then we looked through the hatch. You could see it took a long time. We opened up the hatch of the kitchen. And we saw him saying Tehillim. And we asked him what's all about. He said, Chagonishke Kentuna, couldn't do anything. So and he wanted to go out with nothing. You know better than I do. He loved the shul. But was chvilzilang, I'm zook to see a roife, to a doctor. It's a slonim of art. It says, "Vasiroisi machlo, kol ha-machlo asher samti b'mitzrayim, lo'osim alecho kani Hashem." In Mitzrayim was machlis. I know makis. It was probably endless as well, from the machlis. But Mitzrayim is known for the machlis, not for the machlis. So it says, "Kol ha-machlo asher samti b'mitzrayim, lo'osim alecho." What's kol ha-machlo? Kol ha-machlo. This illness, how he saw what Moshe Rabbeinu said happened. Everything. After he left his house, in 3 days, what happened is, in Sazigivan, every plague, every maki came exactly, and he came running to Moshe, please, Yosser Elias, but he carried on. First 5 times for sure, because he made it on his own accord. This is a Mishinidike illness. You're nuts. You're Meshigger. His Avodov came into him. Aterem Tedak of the Mitzrayim. But he's got, still angry. We'll get over this Moshe. like the Netzrol, Metzchaitz game, the Palestinians, I don't know what. If you don't go full force, it's going to help them. This machle, when you see things are going on, and you just stip it under the carpet, as they say in English, it's a zangit, it's a zangit. This is kol ha-machlo she-samti me-betzrayim, this is the broche v'asiroisi machlo mi-kebecho. This is the machle horochni, as we just said before, about this chinuch part, not to give in to children, and we know how we behave and how we act. Yos, it's zangit, morgen, I'll change my ways. Nishto zach. Today. What you don't do today, vet shven gemacht. And this can't take us out of the pshat, about talking about to be a dogma, a person to be an eigen sample, it's do a mechleikes, I'm going to show you, just finish up with this, see, chinuch is a mitzvah shebegufoy odinish. Rab Tzudik, a coin, he learns a mitzvah shebegufoy. That a father is, if he's a baal mechanech, he's like a mire, he's supposed to be the mechanech himself. The others say, no, you can make a shiliach, give a shiliach. But this is true, for kof, sure. So you make a shliach, or you have to do it yourself. It is a mitzvah shebegufoy. Shebegufoy means how you act with your body. How you act yourself, this is how it will do influence on your children. The boy should help him. Alles lo menachis, yivorech sanorim, amalach agoy lo isim kol yivorech sanorim. This guy, nishna rof of Chaim and Menashe, abo lo boruch es benoi, yisim chalekim kefraim vichim Menashe. And this is Ruchel at Geveint, kev Ruchel debak et depasha, ni vivoi mipadon. And when she said, this is Mavak Albaneo. I know Stafford Hill, this is Loy Lane, was going on. Do gefall like him, don't gefall like him. I weiß nicht, was du, aber ich hoffe nicht, but things are happening. And from the Gitterstiebe, from those, what's that? What's the will of him? What is going on here? I'm only going to start and somebody dropped a little bit, mentioned, what was, ich weiß, but now you can't go like this. You can't just throw out. You have to know how to deal with this. Every father's got to go on a university and take a course. Wie also ich geite hinnehand. You can't just sit and sagen geht. Chas v'shulem, if it comes closer to you, to your family, you don't know what to do. But sie gwein bei Yankli, sie lässt es sagen geht. Loch ev yoim echazak. Du musst dich bald sagt, ish es reyu yazoyri. To help somebody else is ready. Loch ev to your brother, chazak. Strengthen self, sie sagen geht. It doesn't work this way. Der Reuen schon zu helfen, mit Schöber bohnen, mit Gwulam, und wir stellen gewaltige Siyate des Schmai in die Dione Chinnach, und wir stellen uns schon aufstellen, und wir stellen uns schon wie Hashem, 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 und wir stellen uns schon wie H